This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
But I think it's backfiring on them. And I'm sorry that happened to you. I've been using that. But look what they've done to the Trump family. Look at the lies they've told, trying to tear this country apart. Now that the Russia hoax has fallen apart and we saw people waking up, do you think there's any way for the country to at least partially heal, or the Democrats just going to keep opening the wounds?
I think we're done. We're bifurcating. We're going to keep going. Look, let's be honest. What rates on television? What rates on the media? What rates in politics? I mean, you can't win being a centrist anymore.
Polarization.
Polarization rates across the board. It gets you elected. It gets you ratings. So I think we realize until maybe it gets so far, the pendulum swings so far that way it comes back. But right now, polarization is working.
Well, I saw Trump, because the globalists were demonizing even the country existing, polarizing Americans against the left and the globalists that say America was never great, it'll never be great. He had to polarize so Americans remembered who they were. But now I've seen him try to be so centrist with prison reform and all the way he's been reaching out. It's so real, like JFK-level stuff. And the left is just absolutely ignoring it, demonizing it. When Trump tries to pull troops out of countries in national polls, the Democrats support
staying in Syria. The Democrats support staying in a military conflict or a war. Whatever. It's great. The world's flipped on its ear. But Trump's smart, though. He went to prison reform. That was one of their central points, tenets of the Democrat Party. So he took that away from them. He took infrastructure away from them. He took pulling out of foreign wars away from them. They don't have anything left, but we hate Trump.
In closing, one of their final big lies I still hear is Trump never really wanted to be elected, even though he campaigned harder than anybody in modern history, even though he lost hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money, being boycotted and his golf courses attacked. For everybody I know that knows Trump, and you know him really well, and I've talked to him some, I mean, he's totally focused, working 16, 17 hours a day for the country to come back. He believes in it. And that hoax, I think, that he didn't really want to get elected, that's just more lies. Can you speak, knowing him really well?
Very well, very well. He wanted to be elected. I don't think he thought he was going to be elected. I'll give them that. I think he was surprised, as a lot of people were. I wasn't, you weren't. But I think so, the surprise, but it was a pleasant surprise. He's happy, we're happy. And I know the man definitely wants to get reelected in 2020.
Does he get reelected?
Yeah, he's elected. What do you got? Bernie Sanders, who now thinks murderous terrorists should vote in presidential elections. You got Elizabeth Warren, the female Santa Claus, giving away free education.
AOC says the world's going to end.
AOC, 12 years, but she can't run. She's too young and not smart enough to run. No, he wins. He wins hands down. The only one that would give him a run for his money would be Michelle Obama, and she's not.
You mean Michael Obama?
No, Michelle Obama.
It's a joke.
I know. Listen, you know, I got thick skin, you know.
They said that I was the one that said that. It was Joan Rivers said she was a tranny.
I'm staying out of this. Michelle Obama, wife of Barack Obama.
Tell folks how they find your shows.
Blaze Media for Blaze TV Digital, and every Wednesday, Sinclair across the whole country. Go to your local TV station, local news station, a Sinclair-owned station likely is in your neighborhood. Just check out our schedule.
You know, I said one last question, but that's too important. Can you get into, because I mean, Sinclair has said that they wanted to basically take Fox on. They tried to do some mergers, and speaking of antitrust, those mergers of them just buying some more TV stations and cable got blocked, which is, you know, total bull in my view. And now, obviously, they're going to go, word is, with a Fox lineup, 5 days a week with some heavy hitters, the little bird told me about, and it wasn't you. Big things coming. Can you speak to that and the way Fox is sliding towards the left right now?
Well, I will tell you there's an opening for a real true conservative voice. That's always been me. I want to fill that void that seems to be vacated. Sean does very well, but he's one guy, you know, and I know all of those people. I know where their DNA is. They weren't really conservative pro-Trump. Sean has been, but the rest of them are kind of in and out of that. I want to be that other voice. I want to be, look, it's our country. See that thing up top? That's liberty. That's freedom right there. I want to be part of that.
All right. Good talking to you. All right. Great interview.
Good stuff.
All right, man. Well, anytime you're in Austin, come down here. Come on up here. I'll call you.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
say Brain Force is great.
I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is.
But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back to Infowars.com. This is Nick Begich, and I'm sitting in for Alex in this fourth hour. We just watched that interview to start up the hour. What a great interview in D.C., you know, really talking about the media and media control, because that seems to be the subject of the day, right? When you really look at what's happened with the whole last 2 years of media coverage, everything coming at Donald Trump. And you know, people don't know this, but I'll say this on the air. We just looked it up. Donald Trump has had his best fundraising quarter ever. $30 million raised, a little over $40 million on hand for the upcoming election in 2 years. I think that's pretty impressive. And the average donation, this is really mind-blowing. It's $34. And that means it's you and me, small guys, making contributions that are making the difference right now. And I think that says a lot. When you look at campaign contributions, you know, that's kind of one of the things that I've looked at over history, because my family's been involved, you know, a couple generations going into the third generation of politics. And you track the money in two ways. One is you look for the number of donors, because you really want to know, is this somebody supported on a grassroots level, or is this someone corporately supported, where they have a very small nest of donors that are all the insiders, the elites, people with big money. Usually they're opposing the candidate with a broad base of donors who actually might be saying something that resonates with the average citizen. It's something to pay attention to in the election cycle. Easy to look up, find out who's running the corporate candidates, who's running the populist candidates, because populism, after all, is about you and me. You know, when I think about media control and what is media today, the idea of just the way in which it's controlled. You know, I was down in Austin last week and then home in time for Easter with my family. And my family's a mixed group. You know, we have Democrats, Libertarians, Republicans, and Independents, the whole mix. And we're talking about what's going on in government, obviously. That's like our lifeblood. And it turns into a lively debate most of the time. And, you know, this told me how controlled the news feed is, because my family is regularly pretty informed, but they're not looking at the contrarian view. And I think the contrarian view, the view opposite of the one we hold, is really important for all of us to know, because if you're going to have a good debate, you got to know your opposition. You know, the Pelosi clip that I've aired a number of times, last week I aired it again, showing, you know, the falseness of how they just literally lie and then let the media pick up the lie, and then they quote the media as if it's factual. You know, this whole concept of synthetic facts, synthetic news, and then nonsense thrown back, it's a shock. You know, oh, no, Pelosi never said that. I'm going to send them the clip because they got to see it to believe it. And even then, it's like, what do you do with that? You know, when the political leadership is saying, here's how you lie to the country, that's the beginning of the problem. And the media fails to report it efficiently, because that's really telling. You know, I was talking to my son about this earlier today, and, you know, the scope of when somebody makes those kind of statements, and you think about the breadth of what it takes to get there, to discuss the wrap-up smear, as Pelosi called it, how to really screw someone over so royally by leaking some lie to the press, like what we just saw in this Russian nonsense for 2 years, and then the Democrats then pick that lie up and quote the press as if it's a fact. They call it merchandising the idea. This is not government, ladies and gentlemen. This is the opposite of government. This is manipulation at the highest level. And this is why she's not doing the impeachment hearings, why that's kind of no-no, is because they're seeing what the actual facts are that are coming forward now that this nonsense with Russian collusion is put to rest. And, you know, the Ukrainians offering up evidence now that shows Hillary was the one manipulating elections. You know, just look what happened in Ukraine. An actor, right, in a comedy show in Ukraine just won 70% of the vote in Ukraine. If you haven't been paying attention to this, what's really wild about this, this guy who won in Ukraine had a television show that was making fun of the government and its corruption in Ukraine. And this guy was the hero unraveling the corruption. And the public voted him into the actual to run the country, to be the leader of that country. Think about this for a moment. The public, no matter where you live in the world, is so fed up with the elites. They'd rather take a chance on a comedian who at least they feel is speaking from his heart and might actually be able to put together a government that might govern for the people that live there. Servant of the people. That's the name of the show, right? Servant of the people. What a concept. I want to talk about that idea. You know, when I worked for the Anchorage School District years ago, and I'm sure the policy still doesn't exist if you want to look it up, but back in those days, I had proposed when I was an employee that maybe the school district, school board ought to have a policy in their policy book that says the obligation of all employees within the organization is firstly to the public. Seems pretty straightforward, right? No policy that says public employees' first obligation is to the public. Now, it was part of a whole accountability agenda I was trying to put forward at that time. And you know what the school board president said to me then? They said, we can't have this policy. The leadership team thought it was would be too controversial, would create too many conflicts. What? Too many conflicts. Because it would divide the loyalty of public servants between the public and their bosses. Whoa, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. This is when the bureaucracy has left us. This is when the government has left us, when it's more important for an employee, our employees, to be loyal to their chain of command versus being loyal to the public they serve. Now, when I was there, we got whistleblower laws passed at the municipal level, at the state level, to protect public employees so you could go forward on matters of public interest to public bodies and make your statements and be absolutely protected under the law and have some recourse. We need whistleblowers. We need institutional whistleblowers, not just against government, because that's a little easier. You know, here we have an ombudsman, sort of the people's person that has subpoena authority that can go into our local government. School district was exempt at one point. We got that extended so that they can reach in and see what's going on within government. For you, ombudsman, what an interesting concept. We need ombudsmen for the public. This way you've got subpoena power, you've got confidentiality, you've got someone with the power to meet government on an equal footing and dive into the record on an equal footing. So you don't see what happens to whistleblowers around the world. They get condemned. They get beaten up. They get holed up in embassies. They get every manner of injustice because they brought us some measure of truth that might lead to some measure of justice. That's what we need from the media is the truth. And we don't get it. We get marginalized news. You know, CNN with lower ratings than Hallmark Channel. More people are interested in cartoons than CNN. And why is that? People hunger for accurate reporting, for real information that might be useful. That's why the alternative media is exploding. But at the same time, more and more people are gravitating to the narrowest bandwidth, where we're only looking at the messaging that resonates with us. We need to look at the opposition, understand their arguments, and then take them apart with facts, not with emotion, not with charge, with the real information. And that's what we're about to see over the next 2 years. We saw the circus of the Democrats who now are in for the revelation because the other shoe is about to drop. You know, when you think about the media being held in such low esteem by the public, what does that tell you? Where is the trust of the nation? Media needs to be accurate and informing and not one-sided manipulations. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We're going to be right back after these very important messages.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back to the InfoWars. This is Friday afternoon and April 26, 2019. You know, we've been talking a little bit about the media, kind of what's been happening last couple of days. I mean, Hannity last night, we saw that last hour with Alex talking about what all went on there. This is the beginning. You know, the media generally is about the most untrusted source of information on the planet these days. The only other group that's probably got a lower rating with the public is the Congress itself. Now, when we think about this, you know, when you think about low ratings, low trust levels for the media, and the media is running around trying to defend themselves and beat up everybody that's attacking them, this is the wrong approach, actually. It tells you something, you know. Just stay with the news. You don't need to be defending yourself. Defend the facts, if you have any. And that's been the problem with the mainstream. They're not doing the level of investigative reporting that the alternatives have and do, and historically have done. And, yeah, we always press the edge, you know, in order to bring forward the best of what's going on in the news. You know, what is really amazing after all these years, quarter of a century, the reporting that myself, Alex, and others have been making, 99% of the time is exactly as predicted. And it's not based on some weird metaphysical esoteric formulation. It's just based on reviewing the facts, reviewing the information, and seeing quite clearly what those facts show us. And that's the difference. You know, when you think about media right now is so worried, and big tech, and this is where Trump really has to nail big tech. It's a source of so much news, and you think about it, breaking up these monopolies and making sure everyone has equal access, that they're not able to manipulate the ratings, the data flows, so people have truly equal access to information, requires that the filters of the big tech companies be broken down. Because we know, we've seen it, manipulating the numbers, manipulating the way search engines work. It's happened to me now, right? Mine are being affected as well. When you think about antitrust, how many times has the Democrats brought up antitrust? It's their biggest issue historically. Go back 50 years. And they're not saying a word about the big tech antitrust because right now it serves them. But if it didn't serve them, would they be screaming the loudest? Of course they would. And this is the problem about polarized politics. These are fundamental, whether you're on the right or the left. Freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom of discourse is really what it's about. Whether it's religion, politics, the arts, science, whatever that is, we should be free to have that discourse in the public square of the 21st century, which is here, through the internet, through radio, through the wireless systems of communication, and nothing should restrict those. And any restriction should be dealt with criminally as an obstruction of our civil liberties and civil rights. If you're going to be in business and you're going to run the media for the world, then you need to be accountable to the public that you also serve. You know, think about it. Before the break, we're talking about whistleblowing. We're talking about media, the collusion and control, really, of government and media. Whistleblowers are a fundamental part of the media. That's the alliance that should be taking place, not an alliance of big government, big corporations, and big media to manipulate what we think, what we see, and what we believe, and then throwing technological overlays that even add more power to that agenda. The opposite needs to happen now. The dismantling of big tech, the flattening of the town square where we all have equal access in civil and criminal penalties for the officers in big
boards of those corporations, make them criminally liable, like what we just saw happen in the pharma industry. You know, one of the states, I believe was New York, just indicted a bunch of people that are officers, people who run companies, running criminal enterprises, conspiracies to traffic in drugs, because they're the biggest opiate manufacturer and propagandist on the planet. The pharma industry, the death industry. You know, when you look at what's happened to big corporations, you look at what has happened to the whole configuration of government and media working against the public. Yeah, that's why the media is in the toilet where they belong. That's why the Congress is in the lowest esteem ever, because that's the way they belong. People do not trust the government right now, which is why the media needs to do their job, do the job of InfoWars and others. Instead of marginalizing these networks, recognize what they've done to bring in the truth. And we need to protect the independent voices even when we disagree. Even when we disagree. Because the next day is your day. And we're starting to see many in the left starting to recognize that the suppression of dialogue cuts both ways. You cannot begin down this slippery slope. We need to unknot the knot. We need the president to recognize that these fundamental freedoms of the First Amendment are what's at stake. And that means our entire way of life is on the blocks. This next cycle. This is going to be the most important election of the century, of the last 100 years, in my opinion, because we're either going backwards or we're going forwards. The Democrats are the party of the backwards nature of man. They want to talk about reparations. They want to talk about socialism. They want to talk about a bunch of crazy things. Reparations, give me a break. You know, if you're going to have reparations for anybody, take a look at Native Americans, right? We're still breathing from the in this generation of the screwing they got from the nation. But, hey, they're not the ones asking. You know, we see this reparations dialogue. That is a divisive dialogue. I could say the same thing. The Romans invaded Croatia where my ancestors were from. I want the Italians to pay me reparations. How crazy is that? Or the Turks, the Ottoman Empire, they came into southern Europe, screwed up my whole family back 500 years ago, 600 years ago, 800 years ago. I should be have reparations for that. Nonsense. Nonsense. We are living in the present, and we are building a future. We are not going backwards because our generations past made mistakes. We all know what those mistakes were. That's why in this form of government, we have something that can evolve with the value systems of the American public while maintaining those basic things that allow us to have a dialogue. So we have changed. The country has changed. Slavery is gone. It happened over 150 years ago. No one's alive anymore. That's a victim. We need to quit being victims of this country. Start recognizing that what we have is an absolute flower in the world in so many ways. The base value systems held by the left and the right need to be remembered and put in the forefront of what we're doing in this election cycle. Freedom of the press, freedom from censorship, freedom from being ratcheted down by big tech. That's what this next election cycle is going to be about. Freedom from the press, not freedom of the press, is what my father used to say. He used to also say the only bad press is an obituary, and maybe in his day I would agree. But what has happened with the media today is a sin against this republic and needs to be changed. This administration needs to step up the regulation and an open dialogue and break the antitrust and open the speech of this country again so we can have that dialogue. That's what InfoWars is all about. That is what InfoWars has always been about. And that's what you are about. You are the tip of this spear.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. and that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars. This is the Alex Jones Show, and Dr. Nick Begg is standing in for Alex in this last hour. Yeah, we're, man, what a threat, what a couple of weeks. So last week I was in Austin for the week working with the team down there, and we produced a bunch of segments for the, with the different hosts, and then some independent segments to go up over the next few weeks. You know, the whole compression of all of this now, you know, as things sort of unravel, after the, Mueller report, last week, and, what's coming from that. Additional indictments, are sure to come. We're waiting on that. The draining of the swamp, stage two, looks like it's about to start. A little rash of resignations as people run out the gate. Let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks. I think it's going to be a really important time. Let's see what the Trump administration does. I think that it's the standard Trump fare. You know, you get everyone looking over here while you're getting ready to launch over there. And I think that's what we're about to see, and I'm looking forward to it. I want to talk a little bit, too, about what's going on in the economy right now, sort of how does all this shake out. You know, we're, again, seeing the numbers came out today, 3.2%. Growth in the first quarter, the biggest in years. When you think about unemployment, the lowest in 50 years. And then the reason they didn't predict that the economy would increase at this level again, 3.2% the first quarter, is because the unemployment is so low and it's been so low. What they're not looking at, my son pointed this out to me earlier today, he said, look, they're not looking at how many people are coming off of the welfare rolls. Take a look at those numbers. Because of welfare reform over the last decade, and it's slowly worked its way, and there has been some things there. But now in this employment environment, there's great opportunities. People are coming off of public assistance, off of the welfare rolls, and going back to work. This is great for our economy on several different levels. Plus, just think about it. I mean, having the dignity of a job, getting up every day, having a place to go, and being paid a decent wage, and being able to support yourself. You know, that's fundamental to what we are, you know, as humans working in the world. So that's a great thing. And the other thing we're seeing for two reasons. One of them is not so good. One of them is great. And you're seeing people coming off of retirement and out of retirement back into the workforce. Now, part of those are coming in because they can't live on what they're making. And I understand that. That's a hardship. It's one of the reasons we got to preserve the safety nets that we do have legitimately operating in the country and quit looting them, like Social Security, which ought to help. I mean, that was the point of the matter in the beginning. What we've done is bastardized it into something else. You know, and that I think we need to get back to the basics of what are getting people in the workforce now. The opportunity of bringing in senior employees, retirees back into the workforce to draw in a couple of ways. One, their ability to focus and pay attention, something the newest generation is losing because of the way things are going. The other reason is retirement savings are being exhausted by many people raising their adult children, which we've all read about and heard about. Now it's like 23 is sort of the average age where parents break it off. And some parents are paying their kids' bills up into their 30s and their 40s, rent, groceries, student loans, whatever. You know, we haven't created a self-sufficient, independent generation in so many ways in the current generation. So they're bringing in retirees with experience, knowledge, and maybe a way to mentor the next generation into being productive employees. And I'm not saying that about all young people, because I can tell you what, I met some of this, in the last few weeks, particularly some really, really brilliant young men and women in the InfoWars group. I mean, a lot of the technicians, the writers, people working on the background, making us look good up here. These are all young people who understand the technologies and what it can do, but they're also driven by ideology and beliefs and ideas that make this one of the most powerful networks on the planet today. It's with the help of those within the organization, those of you that support the organization. I always forget to plug, and I want to do a couple of things today. I want to mention DNA Force Plus from InfoWars Life. It's 20% off right now. There's great products. I mean, take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. Look at the InfoWarsStore.com and check out the products. Get something today. Pass it on to the people you care about. You know, these are good supplements to the best in the world, the best ingredients. Use them. You get a twofer, as Alex always says, a 360 win, as he says. You benefit, we benefit. This network stays on the air because that's the way it works here. You know, and you know, the media is even criticizing this. And, you know, they exist on advertisers which tell them what to say. Here, you are the advertisers. You know, you're the consumers that get the news one bottle at a time, one book at a time. You support this network. That's the best grant source in the world. When the public supports the network, it really reflects the message that you're looking for, which is the version of the truth that the evidence supports, and recognizing that when we make mistakes, and it happens occasionally, we retract, we make the amends. That's something the mainstream never does. And you can rely on the information, you can rely on the products, you can rely on this network to bring you the best information on the planet. You know, when you look at everybody that contributes, you know, you've got listeners sending us data all the time, you've got a variety of hosts bringing information all the time, all with different styles, different approaches, and with that, we bring the information we think the public needs to hear. You know, thinking about the economy again and what's happening, you know, I think we still have growth. If the Fed can stay in their current position, you know, we're not seeing the inflation, the hyperinflation, nothing. Things are really good. Growth is happening. There's a lot of things going on in the economy. Now we're starting to see wages start to ratchet up after decades of stagnation. This is a good thing. This is coming from the Tax Reform Act that freed up more money domestically. You're seeing more automation, more investments in factories, more investments in plants, because automation gives us a competitive advantage. Same time, you know, as all of that's happening, AI is developing, which has a two-edged sword of all technologies. It's going to be used for us or against us. But the fact is, these technologies are what makes government strong. Command and control of technologies is what makes government strong. Knowledge about technologies is all of our responsibilities within democratic republics, because this is what drives our governments and our economies. What we see happening globally is this shift of so much of productive capacity, capital equipment, things that make things, has been moved to China and to the third world. That's real wealth been moved to the third world and being combined with entrepreneurship and labor, again, an advantage of the third world, with commodities coming out of the first world, the developed world, and the third world to feed that chain, because everything's being pushed out of the West East. And those in the East that have power, the Russian, the Chinese, are recognizing it. The whole Silk and Road, the whole initiatives of China, the cooperation of China and Russia is about building a balance of hemispheres. Okay? Because that's what's always taken place. And really behind that is a balance of economic interest and globalists who like to know there's always a competing power that can collect. You know, one of the early books on this was a book called None Dare Call a Conspiracy, written during the Carter administration. I would recommend young viewers especially and listeners go back and look up the book None Dare Call a Conspiracy, because it really lays out a pattern and a framework of globalists that still exist today. And this is going back, I mean, decades back in time. It's been updated. I'm looking at it right now. Larry Abram was an author, but Gary Allen was a guy who got famous for this piece of work. And it is. It's well worth reading again. I encourage people to get that, look at it, and then lay it up against the current backdrop of what's going on. And also read 1984, you know, the fiction, and see the fact in what's playing out in our world today. This network is one of the few voices remaining that needs to be supported, that needs to stay on the air, so we can continue to bring you the kind of information that you've been getting this last couple of weeks, particularly at this point in history. This is Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
Welcome back to this last segment of Friday, April 26, 2019. This is Dr. Nick Begich sitting in for Alex. And, you know, we've been talking about a couple of things, kind of a little bit about the media and sort of how that's gone and how it's really gone bad is what we got to say. But really the combination of it becoming the propaganda tool for government. In fact, there was even appropriations made within the government's budget for propaganda. You know, what is that? That's about messaging. That's about pushing the public into certain opinions. I don't think this is the role of government, quite frankly. I think this is not the role of government. The role of government is to reflect our views and worldviews within our government, not the other way around. Not to establish ideas and then shove them down the public's throat. This is not the way our government was designed, not the way it was originally intended to operate at all. It was really the opposite. You know, in the last couple of weeks, I've been sort of rereading Payne. I've been reading the Federalist Papers, rereading some of those basic documents that brought about the Republic. And you know what's really striking? It's exactly the same parallels. You know, it's like the nobility is now replaced by corporate entities, but the families behind these tends to be the same. You know, how religion is used to manipulate people in one way or another, not just in the United States, but around the world. Various religious organizations are used to sort of suppress the population in certain ways, while the crown, so to speak, the globalists, loot the population in another way. And when you look at sort of how all this plays off of us, this is robbing us of our human dignity and what we really are as divinely created human beings. And I've said this often in my broadcast lately, you know, reminding ourselves of what we are as we jump into the game of life. You know, this is a short, very short stop on the planet that we get to do here and engage in this reality here as creatures created in the image and likeness of God. And we should begin reflecting that much differently in our discourse and much differently in the way we present, the way we attack, and the way we deliver the changes that each of us are affecting in our communities. You know, every single listener, every single person viewing these broadcasts is able to jump into this fight, and not in a combative, vicious sort of way, but with information. Pass information on. Duplicate what you see. Connect people up to good data and let them make up their own minds. Hopefully they'll at least look at it. And you don't have to push quite so hard. And I think that's, again, we get it really excited, and I do it too, and then we jump into this thing, and that's critical of all this. We got to keep that energy up. And what I know is it's easy to get dissuaded, to get disillusioned by what you see in the world. But what I know from my own experience is that as the temperature rises and you see greater and greater conflict, the other is also present, the opportunity for real solutions. And those will come not from the top down, but from the bottom up. And that's what we're beginning to see more and more of, people activating within our communities and doing something and saying something instead of just standing around. You know, that slogan that drives me nuts in airports, you know, see something, say something, which is creating the sort of the thing that used to happen in Russia where everybody was spying on everybody. But let's turn that around and say about the public. Let's learn something, inform someone. How about that? Learn something new, inform someone else. Make that our saying instead of this, let's spy on our neighbors and pass it on to the government. You know, how about let's see what the world is doing. Let's see what our government is doing and pass that on to our neighbors. A much better formula and one that can make a difference in the world. And we've seen it every time that anything has changed on the planet Earth. You know, when you think of revolutions as such in terms of thinking, whether it's in art, science, business, politics, wherever human beings interact, where there's real change, it usually started with one or two people seeing it a little bit differently and then articulating that. And that's what the alternative media has been about and is about. And what the idea of contrarian views has always been about is to elevate the debate to a point where we formulate solutions that can work in the current frame. Not that worked so much in the past or what we think might work in the future, but address those basic things in the present and address them on the platform of ideals and values that should not go away, that are embedded in our divinity and our humanity and what we are created to be and do on the planet. When I think about what's happening in the shift of economies, you know, there's another report in the last day on gold acquisitions in Russia. Do you know that the Russians have dropped their U.S. Treasury reserves by almost half last year and replaced it almost equally with an amount of gold to offset that, increasing their gold reserves substantially in the last month and substantially last year as they continue to deplete American paper. There's a ad up, if you can see it, or the article up, and it's 600,000 ounces is what the Russians filled their vault with. You know, and what they're doing is they're getting away from the dollar because, as you may not know, and you may know, the Eastern and Pacific Bank, you know, they got a whole new bank to compete with the International Monetary Fund and other Western-controlled banking systems. And they're replacing it with something different. to build their infrastructure, to finance their debt, and to create a different kind of economy that's not dollar-based. This is a big thing happening right now. What's going on in Saudi Arabia, why we're still cooperating so highly with them, is because they're sucking up a lot of those dollars. Somebody has to do it because the Chinese are dumping their dollars. The Russians are dumping their dollars. The BRIC is consolidating their wealth and their commodities-based wealth, real wealth, gold, silver, copper, zinc, molybdenum, iron ore, on and on and on. This is what's happening. The productive wealth of the world is being shifted. Those four factors, the things that run between those four factors of production, is currency, is money, is fiat. What those four things that represent real value, what you spend your money on, is entrepreneurship, labor, natural resources, and physical plant, things that build things. The four economic factors of production, the things that build real wealth. The wealth of a nation is embedded in these factors. We are debasing the productive factor. The biggest is the factories, the thing that kept us ahead of the game. Since the American Revolution, think about it. We began to operate cotton mills and factories that began to compete with the Europeans. They then slapped us with tariffs and things that restricted trade and stamp acts. That's where the war began. It was over unfair taxation. And then what was warned about during the beginning of the revolution is they will use these wars to whip up the public and increase taxes to pay for the wars, and then the taxes will never go away. That's what Paine was saying 250 years ago, and it's still happening today. I've talked about it in previous segments. You know, what's ripping the hole out of the dollar is the shift of the way money is mapped, the way contracts are being drawn internationally. The dollar is slipping as a reserve currency, increasingly so with China and Russia and others. And as that happens, and as they consolidate real wealth, productive resources in these countries, the final blow will happen. It's going to be this administration and the next one that first save the foundations of the nation that allow us to be the leader, the light in the world, and then secondly, to reevaluate our global position in the world. Let's not go backwards. We are taking the right steps forward. Yes, we have a bully in the White House, and we needed one. We needed one for a change. We needed someone that would push back for you and for me and quit bending over, running backwards, leading from behind. What a weird concept, the Obama concept. Let's get behind and lead from the back of the parade. What are you kidding me? Let's reclaim. Let's make America great again by making it recognized as a true voice for freedom. Not the dictator that comes into your country and does regime change as a way to interfere with your elections, but comes back to our base and recognizes that the engagement of foreign wars generally don't work in our favor, particularly when most of those conflicts fuel the military-industrial complex that has been working against the American public. Support the InfoWars. Support this network and do it right now. This is Dr. Nick Begich. You've been listening to InfoWars.com, and I'm stepping in and sitting in for Alex Jones. The most important voice in the world today is InfoWar. Pass it on to your friends. Let others know what we're doing here, and let's change the very complexion of the nation and the world.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.